Are you behind on your mortgage and you see no way out? Well, you absolutely need to call our friend Amy Kites of Keller Williams Realty Infinity.
Yeah, with Amy, you sit down, set a price and a deadline, and if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home, or if you prefer, she can rent it out. And working with Amy, there is zero risk involved here for you, because if you're not happy, for whatever reason, Amy will let you out of your contract free and clear.
Amy sells a home on average every 18 hours. That's amazing. Let me tell you a story really quick about Jenny. Jenny's a young professional and was being relocated for work, but her property was underwater and she didn't know what to do. Amy helped her understand short sale, deed in lieu, foreclosure, coming to the table with the difference, and renting. She felt most comfortable renting the property, and Amy found her a fantastic tenant who signed a 2-year lease.
Call the only agent that styles in Roman and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts Trust. That's Amy Kite, 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881. Or you can always go online, amywillsellyourhome.com. That's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Looking for a last-minute gift for the hockey fan? A Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack features 4 hot dogs, 4 tickets, 4 sodas, and popcorn at one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cleveland Browns are 0-14. Their rookie quarterback, DeShone Kizer, has turned the ball over 24 times. Even still, Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is taking nothing for granted.
I see a talented guy. You know, he's very athletic. He's a good scrambler. He does a good job of running the ball, both when he's scrambling out of the pocket and in their zone read game where he can pull it and has. So, you know, he's a very athletic guy and with a big arm.
Sunday's Bears-Browns game will be the last of the year at Soldier Field and the penultimate game for Chicago before they wrap up next week in Minnesota. In the college ranks, UAB and Ohio will face off in the Bahamas Bowl, and the famous Idaho Potato Bowl features Central Michigan and Wyoming. Bulls off tonight. Their 7-game win streak ended last night at the hands of the Cavaliers. Tomorrow night, the Bulls head to Boston to face Kyrie Irving and the Celtics. And legendary sportscaster Dick Enberg died last night at the age of 82 of a suspected heart attack. The update's brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. Also brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, get an APR as low as 0.9% on all BMW-certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. See dealer for details. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Adjourn your asses.
Thank you, Rick Camp. He had updates there and will for the rest of the afternoon. Thank you also to Kevin Zipak, who had updates before that. Campy was producing before updates. Thank you, Rick. Brendan McCaffrey helped out today, and we appreciate that. Thank you to Ray Diaz, who does fine work. Brian Gertz, who does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to our guests on the show. They included Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, Pat Hughes, who would not stop talking, much to our pleasure.
He was fantastic.
Wasn't
it was
he?
Great.
He's man, he was in a great mood.
I got just a Turk Shonert reference.
Yeah, I know.
Out of nowhere.
Former Bengals quarterback,
yes,
right?
Yes, I remember him backing up Kenny Anderson for a long time and then getting some cups of coffee there as well.
There's some Sports Illustrated mention. I don't remember if he had like one really good game that got, I've got something burned into an old memory involving,
wow,
not a picture, but some like little capsule talking about Turk Shonert.
It could have been a sign of the apocalypse, though. You don't know.
This was way before then. Yeah. Way before then.
Yeah.
Long before then.
And that was it, right? I don't think we had anybody.
That was the only guest.
That was the only guest on the show.
That's correct.
And thank you to everybody. We'll be back on the 2nd of January, though we might actually be here on the 1st if there is fireworks.
Right. Might be coming in on Black Monday.
Yeah, I'll be in too if that's the case. And I'm in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week with Anthony Heron.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
So I'll be around.
All right.
I'm
good for
anywhere.
You.
I never go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Yeah, actually, I am going anywhere somewhere this year. Going back to Kansas City and wife's family for Christmas and
there
all that.
There you go.
So, yeah, nice.
Hey, Bernsie.
Western Kansas, Hayes. Hays, Kansas.
Western Kansas.
Yeah.
Aren't there like no, isn't there no infrastructure in Kansas anymore? Do they get rid of like all the schools and roads and everything?
Yeah, it's a state that is struggling.
I thought Governor Brownback decided they could do without roads and schools and like fire departments and things.
Yeah, and shockingly, his economic stimulus plan didn't work.
Okay. Yeah. I know there are some issues. Yeah, I don't know if Western Kansas is hit harder than.
No, her family's, they got a beautiful, like her grandma still lives on it, and one of her uncles manages this farm, and they've got like a huge amount of land, and
really?
very successful, and like her dad's a lawyer, and all of them went off and like got all this great education, and then like some of her family is just farmers.
Yeah, grandma take a shot at you, get too close to the homestead.
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, no, that is
standing on the front porch with a 12 gauge. Who's that?
First time I met the extended.
Who goes there?
First time I met the extended family, I'm in a bright orange Syracuse starter jacket, just blending right in. And the cousin
looking like the actual Syracuse orange,
yeah, exactly, looking like a tall version of Otto, and the. They have like four wheelers that the kids like play on and go around and go on the land and all that. And it's, you know,
death traps.
Yes. But I can't drive stick. So I don't know how to do the clutch and all that. So I'm like just, you know, wearing my city all over me, man. Embarrassing myself.
Those things are so crazy fun in the middle of nothing.
Ask Russ Matera how crazy fun they are.
And this 6-year-old is like, what are you doing? He's just like talking trash to me about not being able to shift on the gear shifter. I'm like, I'm sorry. And then her grandma's like, so were you more of a city boy or a country boy growing up? And I'm like,
come on.
Yeah, I'm from the city. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. And that was my indoctrination into the family.
Do they have like Uber or Lyft for ATVs? You just click an app and somebody shows up and drives it for you?
It's so embarrassing. Yeah. And it's like, okay, this little kid can just take me around. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
My favorite times in Kansas have been when I've been driving all the way through it.
Just to Denver?
Yeah, exactly. Starting on one side and ending up on the other side and counting the silos as I go through it. I think we got to 58.
Missile or corn?
Corn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, her family has the wind turbine things on the farm for the energy, and then they found oil on the farmland and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, you buried the lead.
Well, you know, it's not, you know, they don't have like a BP reserve or anything like that.
All you need is one Derek.
Yeah. So
it's
a nice family. Yeah. It's a nice farm.
Oh, by the way, how are the crops this year?
I don't know. Pretty good.
British petroleum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
So it'll be a good time. Food's lovely.
Do you enjoy watching the Bulls actually hang in a game like they kind of belonged? At least they didn't play like they didn't belong.
Hey, it came down to a final possession where their guys were better than your guys. And there were a couple of those times. There was the end of half Jaren Grant. And that was when you end up with them defending your final play. I will say this, with all that we're doing in praising Fred Hoiberg, an aspect at which he clearly can improve.
Out of timeouts.
Creativity with plays out of timeouts, baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds. And that's all just learning, going to other coaches' practices and hanging
stealing.
Out with them. You're stealing. It's drawing stuff on napkins when you had a call. What if we tried this? What if we moved this screen here? What if we don't guard the ball? What if we switch this? And he can get better at it. But when it's Denzel Valentine taking a contested three, they wanted him to take that shot. They defended it.
The level of basketball leading up to that was so much higher than I could have ever dreamed of this Bulls team playing this year. There were 26 lead changes in that game. Both teams over 50% shooting.
Yeah, Bulls got to get to the foul line, though. Bulls got to get to the foul line.
They don't.
You've got to attack a little bit. And, you know, I like
Lowry was attacking. That was the best part of that game to me, to watch him realize there's no rim protector. I'm just going to go at it. Over and over and over
again.
Right,
he shouldn't be the only one doing it. I know Nico is a below the rim player. Portis is in large part a below the rim player. They don't have those guys.
Well, Dunn can get to the basket.
He's a terrible finisher.
That's the thing. So no one needs to foul him because they don't trust that he'll actually be able to finish
right,
the traffic.
He's very good at
getting to the rim.
The scouting report on Dunn is you make him finish. You contest. You put a hand in the face. You get arms up. Chances are he's going to throw something there.
Exactly. He's not a deft finisher around the rim.
Mm-hmm,
but the team, man, I said it earlier, I got more enjoyment out of that one game, just as a fan and a spectacle of watching, than I expected to get out of the Bulls this entire regular season. That was a fun
and
game.
Here's the truth. Lauri Markkanen moves his feet defensively better than people give him credit for.
You know, Casey Johnson wrote that early in the year that he could be an elite defender as a one-on-one defender eventually. And I was like, what? Really? But the more you watch, you think he's got that in him?
If he bends his knees, he keeps a decent base and doesn't reach, either defend with your feet and not your hands. He does have length, but length is a deterrent. The guys that are reaching all the time take away the value of having long arms and big hands and the whole thing. But he could be really good once he learns. He wasn't backing down from LeBron.
No, you know,
that's the thing. He's tough.
That sequence. How about that one sequence where LeBron's got it on the low left block and Markkanen stays with him the whole time, forces a miss with perfectly good defense, didn't even get the LeBron turn back to the ref looking for the call. And then Markkanen takes it on a 45-degree angle, goes up and says, oh, I might as well dunk it while I'm up
right
here.
Yeah, it was great. And he actually just tweeted, I think it was today.
Saw that, the picture of him and LeBron.
Of the picture of him and LeBron. And I was at when the Cavs were there, and like LeBron sought him out. And, you know, he wore his shoes in college and looked up to him. And it's crazy for LeBron that there's these guys in the league that he was their favorite player growing up, like it was for him and Mike. But it's cool to think also that he might have that it factor where it's like, oh, he wants to play in the big games. He wants to guard the other team's best player. He wants that he scores on me. I'm going to go down and try to score on them. That's the type of thing that can make you an all-star.
Yeah, totally fearless in the final couple of minutes, too, shooting threes, whether he's got all of the space or not.
And we've seen it this year, too, where he's really struggled with his shot and then hits a big one late. You know, like he doesn't stop shooting when he has bad shooting nights. So I keep getting blown away by him.
It's amazing that this bad team is this interesting, where we've had better teams that were either sour off the court or annoying,
unlikable,
or played in a way that was just bothersome. The my turn possessions, the passive aggressive nature of the game, a coach waving his arms, a guy's blowing him off. For whatever reason, whatever this was supposed to be, I'm not sure, but it's palatable, interesting basketball.
Because they're all young and trying to prove themselves and listening. They're all listening to Fred. There's no uber personality to buck the trend and then have people follow him. Last year with Jimmy and with Wade and with Rondo, it was chaos in terms of who's our leader, what are we doing, who's running the show. When they all finally let Rondo do it, they could have won that Celtics series because of it. I'm watching Wade last night, and I got frustrated a couple of times because he is doing everything he's supposed to do now. Now, going there, being a good soldier.
Playing on a winner,
playing second team, whenever you want me in, that's fine. Playing second fiddle to LeBron, happily doing that.
But on the second unit,
do it last year.
His particular game fits what they need. Go ahead and get yours. You want to get your 16 points a game, do it.
Yeah,
it would have fit that way here last year. Was never even something they would have suggested. He would not entertain this concept last year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, him and Jimmy became close, but him and LeBron are like best friends. Uh-huh. And then also there's the realization of that the money isn't there anymore, right? Last year, he's a $19 million a year player. And so much of that in the ecosystem of the NBA is about respect and all that.
But
he's playing for basically the minimum for them.
I know. And if that's what defines it for him, defines his willingness, I think it's the giant balls of LeBron, right? That like he has no choice but to know what his role is supposed to be.
Yeah, he exerts a gravity that anybody in the Bulls has no experience really with something like that, with the effect that he has.
Wade had the gravitas.
Well, he never had anything like LeBron got.
No. But in the ecosystem of the NBA, yeah, Wade's right. A Hall of Famer.
Wade showed up with it last year, and it things didn't go well, in part because of the way he used that gravitas.
Nobody has it like LeBron.
I mean, that in on the court, too. Dominating every aspect of the whole coach on the floor bit of just flexing everything to know you're going over here, and when I'm here, you're supposed to be there. And they know if they're open, they're going to get the ball when they're supposed to get it. And there's no, they don't stand around. That was part of the problem with the Bulls last year, is you never knew if on a given night a guy was in the mood to do the right thing.
Right.
That's just not an issue with LeBron.
Right, and when it's not an issue with this team, now with the Bulls team now, because everybody's listening, everybody's at least trying to do the right thing, whether they're good or not. It's a sum better than the parts.
They're
kind
not.
Of thing.
They're not, but they don't offend me.
What about when they were 3-20? Because that is the other
one. I even said it then. I said I can watch this team.
Yeah, well, I was fine watching them because of Markkanen and because it was by design. They were the worst team in the NBA and it was on purpose.
They may still be.
They might, but it's just, it's weird. It is literally unprecedented. No team has ever lost 10 in a row and then won 7 in a row. And so now we're getting closer to the sample of being representative. Like, they were competitive last night against a good team. I expect them to be competitive at Boston.
Yeah, they got two more.
I expect them to be competitive against Milwaukee. That is a crazy shift from the first 20-25% of the season.
So here's going to be a running theme of this show, and I'm open to anything today. Fly, this is going to be like a Sunday morning show in 1996, and we're just going to go wherever we want to go with it and what the hell.
Well, you know, Birdsey.
Oh, come on, Birdsey. It's just big plays. You take away what Brett Favre did on four big plays, we're in that game.
Dave, you can't take away those plays.
I know, Birdsey, but come on.
So... I want you to think now, because just this morning, I was again, you know, cleaning up my kid's room after he left for school. And I noticed he's sort of a sentimentalist when it comes to certain things he doesn't like to get rid of. And I noticed in the very back of his closet was this tiny little Ben Gordon Bulls jersey. And I realized that was a Hanukkah present from when he was, I think, four, right? And maybe three or four. So it made me think, what Hanukkah present, what Christmas or Hanukkah present that you received, sports related, is the oldest one that you either still have or is still accounted for. Either someone in your family has it, or it's sitting in your parents' house somewhere. You know where it, you have it, or you know where it is. A sports related gift.
I still have a Red Sox helmet that was given to me in my Jim Rice, Fred Lynn fandom in the height of it, and it is in Ruben's room still.
And it was a Hanukkah present.
Yep, 100%.
And one of the classic plastic helmets with the brown plastic internal belt.
Yes, it has the plastic internal thing where you can theoretically make it smaller, but it actually just hurts your head, so you can't wear it that long.
Right, and then there's usually the bad foam rubber pad at the top
that
dries up and falls out.
I don't even think we had the pads.
It's always there, but then after like a week it falls out.
I forget if it ever existed, but I still have it.
Okay.
Glenn Big Dog Robinson,
yes!
The Bucks jersey in the purple. My dad's family's from Wisconsin. My brother gave it to me, I believe, at Christmas. And my original AOL screen name was DJP Big Dog.
All right, you still have it?
He was at
my parents' place, and they downsized homes.
Sure.
And so there was a lot of boxes going around and all of that. And so it was seen, and that was like one of the things that was saved.
Okay,
for
but,
sure.
But you know where it is?
100%
it is accounted for. And I realized that mine, 1977, was when I was really getting into Topps NFL cards. And there's a lot of them that I still have from that particular year. And I had shoe boxes full.
Yeah.
And that was the year I had like 16 Drew Pearsons for some reason. I just
get some Orange Crush, some Randy Gratishar.
Oh, you better believe it. Craig Morton. I mean, every single pack that I opened had a Drew Pearson in it. And I want to say that was the year that there was a little black football with gold lettering in the corner if you were a running back who rushed for 1,000 yards. I think it was either 77 or 78 that had that. And at one point, I sorted out, I culled all of the 1,000 yarders.
Oh, nice.
So, and it's still in, like, I still know it's
sure.
Mark Van Egan and Greg Pruitt and Lawrence McCutcheon and Chuck Foreman and Walter Payton and I think Lydell Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember feeling bad because the Lions' Dexter Bussey
got close.
Yes.
998.
Yes, it's like 9 something. And I looked at it like, oh.
You could have had the gold marker on the card.
And I remember.
Poor guy.
And we interviewed Dexter Bussey in like, it was in what year, like 99 or something. And I told him that. And I said, I felt so bad that I put you there on the 1,000 yard wall so I could alter it in case something happened. Like, you and Roland Harper would have been the first to jump in.
He felt tremendous relief.
Yes, thank you. My life now has meaning.
Well, if you need something fun today for the shows, you're flying solo.
Always.
It's fun to just ask, why are you going to the game?
Yeah, that we had a fun segment with that.
And we just like
went, because I'm mentally ill.
we had like rapid fire calls and texts of, like, I'm Jewish, I hate my in-laws, like all sorts of random things. But regifted.
The one guy said like he's trying to brag to his ex-wife, so he's going to let his kids see the face value that's actually on the ticket as opposed to how he bought it.
It was really healthy that he was going to get the kids a more expensive gift than mom. And, yeah.
So that's a special kind of pathology there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Enjoy therapy for your children.
But then we also had a guy who was like, he's 35. He's never been to a Bears game. He knew this was going to be a moment. He could find tickets for $44 with the fees. He can afford to go to a game. He's going to go with a sign that says it's my birthday, and he's excited to go to the game. Good for him, man.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Sucks.
Live your truth.
Yeah. I mean, again, good for you.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Good for him. Just enjoy without us.
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, we're going to have Zach Zaidman checking in from Hallis Hall as the Bears get prepared for whatever this is. I want to address the idea of this game, too. I'm a little concerned about mission creep. I'm sensing that this is taking on a meaning that it shouldn't. That the outcome of this game, they're favored. They always lose and they're favored. What about this guy? What about that guy? It's only a nominally representative Bears team, and we really shouldn't see the trees instead of the forest here. The year's over. Fox is probably getting fired. I'm a little worried that this is going to be a brush fire of an outcome if things go horribly that may end up with some bad ideas. Huh? So you know what I mean?
I had a different feeling. I felt like it was going to be left. It's going to, who are people going to shout to? Like, no one's going to be hosting shows. It's going to be Christmas Day the next day.
It's the equivalent of a Friday bad news dump, right? And that's the other thing I'm thinking today. If you are a company that has somebody who has been too touchy-feely or has been wandering the hallways waving his wang at women, we're talking a couple hours from now, there could be an avalanche of stories.
That's the PR guy in you, the crisis going
into
PR guy.
Going into Christmas weekend. You got a 3-day weekend, and if you're advising clients right now, it's okay. How many of you have settled lawsuits? Put that away. Put your pants back on. How many of you are over there by the potted plant in front of women who didn't want to see you?
What was the one I just saw yesterday? What was the new one that I just saw yesterday?
Well, there was an accusation against Sylvester Stallone, and we were speculating that the coincidental timing of Papa John losing the CEO position might be more than just fallout from the stock
protest.
Call. Yeah, because there's, I don't want to get into some legendary stories, but
okay,
you never know. And I have to, I guess, how should I phrase this? I guess I'll be honest about my Dick Enberg memories or feelings.
Save it. Don't try yourself.
I get it. No. Okay. Well, have a good show. Dan Bernstein, flying solo.
It's going to be fun. Wish me luck.
All right. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. What's the night before Christmas? And on your TV, two of the worst teams in football will ruin your Christmas glee. That's right, it's Bears and Browns. Will it take a Christmas Eve miracle for the Bears to win even though they're favored? Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Bah humbug!
I'm Chris Moore with a CBS Sports Minute. Unintended consequences. Sometimes there's no way to avoid them. The televised sports world immersed in those right now as viewers live at the game or home in their family rooms have lost the thrill of spontaneity when watching their favorite teams play. He stole second. Oh, wait a minute. I think he stole second. We gotta wait for the replay. Touchdown! Maybe. Depends on the replay. And now it's not just the replay, but the interpretation of the replay. Every sport now is held hostage by the camera, and the result is less fun, less entertainment, less joy. A score goes from elation to relief. Wow, I'm glad that counted. It's not the way sports was intended to be enjoyed. The value of spontaneity might not be tangible, but make no mistake, it's real. They got to figure it out. I'm Chris Moore.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget, at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night's sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV. And people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so if anybody's out there saying it. There's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment!
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Yep, the holidays are here, but don't stress out. Visit Beauty Brands instead. Beauty Brands is your one-stop gifting destination, offering amazing gifts for everyone on your double-checked list.
Ho, ho, ho.
From hair care and styling tools to makeup and skincare, you're sure to find it all, including fabulous gift sets from hot brands like Redken, Living Proof, Tarte, and more, starting at just $9.99. So hop on your reindeer, your sleigh, or even your car, and visit beautybrands.com to shop online or find a location near you.
Oh, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
I'm a lifelong Republican, and this is the first time in my entire life that I haven't voted for the Republican candidate. I had voted in Nick Saban instead.
True Alabama football fan, that was your choice, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
My office was right across the hall from Jerry's. I'm doing my best Jerry Angelo impersonation here. And he goes, "Big dog, we got to get this guy. He's great." We almost lost out. Tennessee took Lendale White, that fat running back from USC, instead.
This is my day.
Richard, hi, what's up, Rich?
Yeah, and just real quick, my wife actually recently left us, but I listen to your show. I have three young boys, and
did they listen in the car?
Whenever we listen in the car, I always turn on them. I'm like, you know what, guys? Mike's your new mommy now.
Yeah, that's a little more.
Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Let's say we do this between now and 6 o'clock. I don't know exactly what this is going to be, but that's okay every once in a while. What the hell? The segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show, but it's just us today. Just you and me. We are going to talk to Zach Zaidman at some point soon with the latest on the Bears' preparations for the Cleveland Browns. They're up at Hallis Hall. Chris Hine of the Chicago Tribune, for now, he's going to be going to a different Tribune soon enough. I believe the Minneapolis Star Tribune is going to be his destination in, I think, a matter of days or just a couple of weeks. But he'll talk Blackhawks with us at 2:40 and other things. Steve Berkowitz of USA Today at 4 o'clock. He was the guy who wrote the story we talked about yesterday regarding the significant ramifications of the tax bill that has just been signed into law regarding major college sports and what this is going to do. And it's not just major college sports, because ever since we talked about it yesterday, the number of responses that I've gotten via email and via Twitter from people sharing letters they've gotten from their, is it Alma Mater, for accelerating donations, accelerating ticket purchases. I've heard it, large schools, small schools. This seems to be across the board. It's been very quiet, where a lot of these letters have been sent to people, and they'll send to some big cigar smokers and big strokers and the guys with the ice jingling in their little bourbon tumblers that power these programs. And it's amazing how under the radar this has been when schools are taking it just this seriously. So we're going to go inside that with the author of that piece, Steve Berkowitz, at 4, Olin Kreutz at 5, and It's On at 5:30, and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. I know that there will be some wayward sexts on the pre-Christmas Friday as the city starts to empty out. I want to say last year they said, or yesterday, I believe, was supposed to be the worst traffic day, and today is the most congested travel day. From my experience, the city empties out right about now. I mean, our hallways are completely barren at the moment. There's no.
I've seen like three people.
Yeah, people have left because they don't have to be here. And I want to say, are you counting the workman guy who's?
Yeah, including him.
Okay, because including him, I've seen two people since I walked in, not including score people affiliated with this show. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. You want to tweet me and the personal account, it's at Dan_Bernstein. We're also on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. If you want to join the conversation via our video feed, you can do that as well. Facebook Live and watch670thescore.com. There's BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and all that stuff. The director of our video feed that's brought to you by American Needle is Brian Gertsch.
Have you ever seen a dog and a cat fight?
Yes.
Who wins in your household? How's Baxter doing?
He died 3 years ago.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
I think the picture of Cortez got him.
The picture of Cortez? Hernan Cortez? Who is he talking about? So he's asking about Baxter, and poor Baxter is gone. I don't know. That is Dave Pasch, right? So I don't know what his... Probably got some wacko beliefs about the afterlife, too, if he's one of these young Earth creationists and guys riding dinosaurs to work like Fred Flintstone. But, hey, more power to him. The producers today are Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
You know who Kyrie Irving is? Do you?
Yeah, does this have to do with our Earth conversation?
No. I just wanted to know if you know who's a good player. You've seen Kyrie Irving play, right?
Have.
Well, Kyrie...
you need this again?
The Earth... is round. The winter solstice, the shortest day and the longest night in the hemisphere that it's happening for. Because right now they're having the summer solstice in the southern hemisphere.
Is this what you do all day?
Yes. Are you new here? It's Bill Walton. Apparently, the 847 says, "Don't ask why I know this. Cortez is Bill Walton's dog." Okay. I'll take your word for it. I have no reason to think that you're making that up. On the board today, cutting and scratching on the wheels of steel, he is Anthony Gill.
And DePaul will end the non-conference portion of the season with a victory as DePaul improves to 7-5, heading into Big East play. The Blue Demons crush Miami, Ohio, 83-66.
I knew it was heading somewhere. Don't be so excited, Zach. Boy, just very matter of fact, DePaul piles up a bunch of wins, and now Zach's all blithe about, oh, it's another win. This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. I have to get this out of the way. It happened to me again. It happened to me again. I don't know why this is happening. I cannot seem to have a normal interaction with someone when there's somebody who is asking for help and I offer to help and it always ends up being weird, right? I've given you my various trials and travails. Around here, because of the tourists in this particular corridor, and every day I have about a 10-minute walk to and from my car, which I've learned to enjoy no matter the weather. And because there's the hotels here, the Hyatt and the Sheraton and the Embassy Suites, there are always I see the same cast and crew of people who are in the business of asking for things. And some do better than others. Some have sort of a little cottage industry going. So on my list, I told you about what happened with my guy Church Bus when he said, "Would somebody please give me some food? I'm very hungry." And I said, "Okay." And I gave him some chicken that I had with me because I usually stop at Bockwinkel's. And at the end of the day, they start getting rid of some of their rotisserie chickens all cut up for like, it's like 99 cents for a leg quarter. So come on. So I give him some, and he says, "This is cold." I said, I know, but you said you were hungry and you're asking for food and this is food. He said, but it's cold. I said, well, I'm sorry. He said, that's okay. I'll heat it up when I get home. Okay, fine. Then there was my guy, Joakim Noholm, who we see around here every once in a while. And I told that story that he was digging in a garbage can and ripping through fast food bags and eating what was left at the bottom of the bags. And I walked over with a few dollars, and I said, well, go get yourself something to eat, please, here. And he said, no, I'm good. I said, what? He said, no, I'm good. Oh, okay. And I walked away and was a little dismayed that there wasn't even a, hey, no, thanks, I'm good. It was just like, get out of here. I'm good eating from the bottoms of the fast food bags of the garbage can. Okay, that's cool. So, you know, so I add that to my list. So last night, there's at the 7-Eleven at the corner of Irving Park and California. It's on the northwest corner of Irving Park and California in a little strip mall there with like a laundromat and a Chinese restaurant. And I usually go there to pick up a chocolate milk that I'm going to bring my kid for after hockey practice. And I have an eyewitness to this one, too. This one because my son's team's assistant coach happened to have seen this entire interaction. Again, I walk away from this thinking, God, like I can't, I'm incapable of having a normal interaction of this kind. I'm headed out to my car, and there's a guy outside there. And every once in a while, there's somebody there. There's one guy who was there. He usually has a sign, says out of work, whatever. And I say, hey, can I get you a sandwich? Can I get something to eat? Sure, I'll go and go. Whatever, grab a sandwich, some chips, get something to eat. So I said the same thing to this guy who was out there. He was saying, do you have any spare change? Do you have any spare change? And I said, can I get you something to eat? He said, okay. And I said, okay, let me get you a sandwich. And he says, no, I already have a sandwich. And he holds up a sandwich that he has. It was a contained sandwich that somebody just got. Like, no, I already have a sandwich. So I said, okay. He goes, can you get me a couple of candy bars? And it was weird because of like, you know, when you offer something to eat, am I wrong in assuming like you're not just saying like, hey, you know, it's not like a treat. I was hoping that I'm thinking that if you're asking for something, maybe you're hungry and I could get you something for you or somebody else. It just made it all weird that he wanted candy. And I said, you know, I'd kind of rather not get you candy. I said, I'd more than have it get you another sandwich. I could get you, you know, some fresh fruit or something. I just feel odd. So he says, and he thinks about it. This is like dealing with one of my kids now, because now it's a negotiation. And, well, how am I in a negotiation all of a sudden? He says, how about some hot chocolate? I said, hot chocolate? He goes, yeah. That way when I eat my sandwich, I can wash it down with some hot chocolate. And I'm like, fine. So it was just, it was weird. And I go in there and my buddy says, Are you getting that guy hot chocolate? I said, yes. He goes, how did that happen? I said, I don't know. I said, because it only happens, these things only happen to me, where I find myself entered into some kind of negotiation because I offered to get food. And I was like, how about candy? No candy. Hot chocolate, fine. It was just, and then I get in the car and I sit there like, is this, what is this? Why is it I can't have a normal interaction? It's like no good deed goes unpunished. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show, and this is the kind of day it's going to be, but thanks for being here for me. Harper College believes in you with degrees and certificates in fields such as business, health information, and education. You can start, finish, and go forward. Classes begin January 16th. Visit harpercollege.edu today. At the top of the hour or near there, we're going to talk to Zach Zaidman about the Chicago Bears. Big game. I'm a little worried that people are going to read too much into that. We'll get to that and more. I'll say your reactions to the Bulls last night. Blackhawks kind of fell asleep and they hit a bunch of posts and crossbars, and that's hockey, baby. I'm Dan Bernstein, Bernstein Golf Show on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I don't know what the hell the Bulls are. I really don't know what's going on, and I count myself as a diehard Bulls fan. I think the majority of us were on board with losing and being the worst team in the NBA this year. Seven straight wins is not part of that plan.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night's sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Get into JCPenney for the final days to save. Now through Wednesday only, get up to 50% off throughout the store on great gifts like pajamas, activewear, and more. Plus, get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Find gifts that sparkle like gold and fine silver jewelry up to 65% off. Or 25% off select Nike apparel and shoes for the family. Don't miss out. Christmas is almost here. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 12/17 to 12/20. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Nike excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Mark Rohde here with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. The holidays are here full force. That means credit card bills are piling up. They are a pain, Ryan. What can we do about it?
You know, I have a perfect loan for all the listeners. It's called a cash-out refinance. It's just as easy as a normal refinance at the home loan expert office, but we don't stop there. We get you the lower interest rate, and we get you the cash that you need so that you can pay off those credit cards once and for all. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply on loan for a cash-out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Thanks so much, Mark. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois. Residential mortgage licensee.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Super nice. Sure, just like three available driving modes.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This segment's brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Better hurry. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, toys at a fraction of the price. Burlington, gifts for everyone. Yeah, getting close to that time. We're going to do that quick stop. Oh, forgot presents, have to get something, and go into some relative's house. There's some cousin you forgot about, and you just end up at a wherever you... So get to Burlington and get make sure there's a little aforethought going on. So I don't know if you saw this today, but I can't be the only one. And Chris Hine of the Tribune was a part of this, and he's going to be our guest in about an hour. So I want to ask him about it. Every year, the newspaper editors will bring in their reporters from the various beats and say, hey, share with us your moments of the year. So that was done today, that the folks at the Tribune, Joe Knowles and his crew, he called in the list of contributors is Teddy Greenstein, Brad Biggs, David Haw, Colleen Kane, Shannon Ryan, Chris Cook, Chris Hine, Paul Sullivan, Mark Gonzalez, Paul Skrbina, Steve Rosenblum. Why they include him, I have absolutely no idea, because he won't take anything seriously. And that's one thing where you ask for his submissions. They say, yeah, okay, thank you, and then you delete them. Dan Wiederer, Rich Campbell, Phil Rosenthal, Phil Thompson, and Tim Bannon. Okay? All established major market professionals. And they were asked, all of them were asked for their moments of the year. And it resulted in a list
that when you actually read through the 2017, this long list of they sit down and they consider all of these things, and this makes it look like a terrible year in a brutal sports town. We can't be this bad a sports city as represented by this list. Because the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock is on here, and members of Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. But this is just, can I just go down the list here? These are the moments of the year, not things I happen to remember at some point or something I wrote down. This is the considered, edited list of the 20, let me get, make sure I get this right, the 2017 year in review, what we loved. Okay? What does this list say about 2017 Chicago sports? Maybe I'm missing something. Northwestern's NCAA tournament run. The Bears picking Trubisky. Women calling shots, saying with Sarah Kustak becoming the sideline, the lead analyst on Nets telecast. ESPN's Beth Mowins, Lisa Byington, Big Ten Network. Okay, the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock. Jake Arrieta in Game 4 of the NL Championship Series. Real doubleheaders with rainouts leading the White Sox to put two doubleheaders on their schedule. One of my moments of the year. Hey, Ed Olczyk showing great courage. Dilly Dilly. The Game of Thrones-inspired beer ads Dilly Dilly. That's apparently a Chicago sports moment of the year. The Hanson brothers, the cult heroes of the movie Slapshot, returned to Johnstown, Pennsylvania to mark the 40th anniversary of the release of Slapshot. We're just getting started.
What does that have to do with anything?
I have no concept.
This is sad.
This is your year, folks. The return of Sharp and Sod after spending 2 years away from the organization. Sharp sucks. So why it's good that he's back, I don't know. Because he's terrible. He's a healthy scratch. The run of Galen Rupp becoming the first American in 15 years to win the Chicago Marathon.
White guy.
Galen Rupp is on your list. The pass. Nate Taphorn throwing the basketball the length of the Welsh Ryan Arena floor to find Derek Pardon to beat Michigan at the buzzer. Yes! Tariq Cohen's big play explosion. Mitch Trubisky's preseason debut is on this list. And I only like it because it uses the words hype machine when he completed the first 10 passes for, guess how many yards?
83.
Now, I don't know if whoever wrote that up gives us both 83 yards and hype machine, but I'd like to think that somebody did, and thank you. A glove tap for you.
Thank you.
Jordan Howard's encore. Whatever. Wilson Contreras carrying the Cubs in August. The Blackhawks finishing the regular season with 50 wins. This just says Anthony Rizzo, his example of community investment. The White Sox commitment to rebuild. Wrigley Field's continued modernization. The Chicago Marathon tandem of Fred Miller and Shea Brown. This just says Rick Renteria. We are celebrating the 2017 existence of Rick Renteria because, says the other manager in town, has an ego the size of a postage stamp and energy everybody envies. Yeah, Rick Renteria is a dynamo. Chris Bryant's year. Even though he couldn't duplicate his MVP season, he was fun to follow. Ejected for the first time in his career, got married, hit baseballs into the Chicago River, drove a race car at 111 miles an hour, and treated fans to a picture of himself in lederhosen on his honeymoon. Moment of the year. Jose Abreu hitting for the cycle. Forgot that. And I guarantee you that most people who just heard that didn't know that Jose Abreu hit for the cycle and probably couldn't identify Jose Abreu if he walked into the room and sat down.
But that's behind Rick Renteria.
That's after just the existence of Rick Renteria in a given year is a moment of the year. Look, there's Rick Renteria. I'll never forget this moment. I'll know where I was when I saw that. Wait, he's still there. You look away. He's there again. You can make an infinite number of moments just by confirming the existence of Rick Renteria. Wait, we're not done. Ron Coomer for MyPillow, the most underrated color analyst in town. There you have it. And Saquon Barkley's leap.
Who is that and what is that?
You know Saquon Barkley from the Penn State running back.
No, I don't. I don't watch college football.
Or as referred to, as referred to here, the Penn State Superman hurtled over all Big Ten cornerback Josh Jackson during a record-smashing performance at Iowa, helping him win the 2017 Tribune Silver Football. No one knows who won the Silver Football. I remember him jumping over that guy, but these are your moments of the year. This is your year. This is it. Okay. What's one of your favorite moments of the year? That time I saw Rick Renteria? Awesome. Great. Tell me more. Oh, and Ron Coomer. Okay. Great. This must have been a great year. Let's celebrate. Let's raise a glass to 2017. Let's win some damn
dilly-dilly.
And dilly-dilly. Need some parades around here. Seriously. It just, you got to have some parades to make this all worthwhile. Wow. We're expecting to talk to Zach Zaidman in a little bit. Maybe he has something to sweeten up that list. But, oi, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What about the Bears? What about the Pro Bowl? God, they celebrate the greatest players in the league, and everybody is up there, and, oh, it's a happy and wondrous thing. But if you're from Chicago, not so good.
Well, you're getting used to it, right? It's the third consecutive year. Unless you're an alternate, you're not going.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you behind on your mortgage and you see no way out? Well, you absolutely need to call our friend Amy Kites of Keller Williams Realty Infinity.
Yeah, with Amy, you sit down, set a price and a deadline, and if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home, or if you prefer, she could rent it out. And working with Amy, there is zero risk involved here for you, because if you're not happy, for whatever reason, Amy will let you out of your contract free and clear.
Amy sells a home on average every 18 hours. That's amazing. Let me tell you a story really quick about Jenny. Jenny is a young professional and was being relocated for work, but her property was underwater and she didn't know what to do. Amy helped her understand short sale, deed in lieu, foreclosure, coming to the table with the difference, and renting. She felt most comfortable renting the property, and Amy found her a fantastic tenant who signed a two-year lease.
Call the only agent that styles in Roman and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts Trust. That's Amy Kite, 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881. Or you can always go online, amywillsellyourhome.com. That's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Yep, the holidays are here, but don't stress out. Visit Beauty Brands instead. Beauty Brands is your one-stop gifting destination, offering amazing gifts for everyone on your double-checked list.
Ho, ho, ho.
From hair care and styling tools to makeup and skincare, you're sure to find it all, including fabulous gift sets from hot brands like Redken, Living Proof, Tarte, and more, starting at just $9.99. So hop on your reindeer, your sleigh, or even your car, and visit beautybrands.com to shop online or find a location near you.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/best.
Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holiday deals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Attention! We, the enter.